الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها أو آذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا هامة ولا طيرة ولا سفر. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. An important lesson which we repeating and which we should take. And MashaAllah, in Qari Yaqub Sahib's nazm was the same thing, that this worldly life of ours is going to come to an end, and then the reality will come out. How a person is in this world, he with all his beauty, natural beauty, cosmetic beauty, but when he's in the qabr and all the ants eat him, how he looks then in the end, in his qabr. So don't look at the now the in-between condition. A wise person looks at the end result. What will be the end result? That is what he looks. The everlasting, the end result. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this ayat al-kareema says, addressing the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, that why didn't they undertake a travel and open up their eyes? فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Then they will develop such hearts that they will have akal in that. Hearts, the heart will have brains. فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. The heart will then be able to control and direct. وَآذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. In ears by which they can hear. But the reality of the matter, the Quran Sharif says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. It's not the eyes of the head that are blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. But the hearts which are in the eyes. So the heart has got brains, the heart has got eyes. The spiritual. To see the reality, not just to see the superficial. Not to see the outside only. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, he said, people say that the vast people, a vast number of people in the world are seeing people. All can see, they got eyes. There are some who are blind, but he says the opposite. There are few who are seeing, and the vast majority are blind people. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, in the 11, 12 o'clock in the day, when the sun is shining bright, he came out in the streets of Baghdad with a lantern, a lamp, and he's walking, say, Junaid, what's wrong? So bright sun, and you walking with a lantern? He says, I'm looking for a human being. He says, all these people here, all, well, they are not human beings. He says, I only see animals. I'm looking for a human being who's got qualities of a human being. How many of us, we have got qualities of animals? Greed, jealousy, pride, a peacock. How many other different? And on the day of Qiyamah, it is narrated, people will be raised. What qualities they had, that animal shape they will be raised in. So Allah Ta'ala save us to bring. And that, for that, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world to give us with that qualities of what a human being. And what Farishta, more than, not only an angel, but more than an angel also. So that is why we come here to the Khanka, this programs, we talk, all that is so that it comes into us. The more we make charcha about it, talk about it, we worry about it, we think about it, inshallah it will come into us. That is, that we worry of making what we call our islah, to correct ourselves. That is, the heart must be corrected. With the eyes we see, animals also see, the people of dunya, kuffar also all see with the things of the eyes. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, that Allah took you out from the wombs of your mothers, لا تعلمون شيئا, you knew nothing. وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. And then Allah gave you all these capacities so that you could make shukr of Allah. So Allah created this human being. So let us see this journey. Let us just go into this journey which we are all in. We are traveling. But at whichever stage of a journey a person is in, he usually focuses only on that part of his journey. And more we should focus the past also, the future also. Not only of that part of the journey which we are in at that moment. So our journey started not from when we were born, but it started long before that. And the real journey is not of this human body. The journey is of the ruh, which is inside. That is one important point Allah make we all understand, that what is the important and what is life is not of this body, but the ruh which is inside. So understand it simply. A person who is, may Allah save us all, very seriously ill, is in the hospital, in ICU, and they've got all gadgets, pipes and that, respiratory machines and everything, monitoring him and all that. And the nurses are running, taking his blood pressure, checking this, checking that. And doctors are coming, looking at the report, changing medicine, prescribing medicine, all that. Till when they do that, we will say till he dies. And what is it till when he dies? The ruh has left the body. So the important thing was the ruh, not the outside body. The outside body, now it's lying there. Now nobody is worried about it. Now death certificate is written and they will now go make burial arrangement and go and bury the person. But the ruh is carrying on its journey. And that we don't see with our eyes. We have been informed by the Quran Sharif. And we are that fortunate, lucky people who have got Quran Sharif. We got our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and his true teachings by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the great, great people. Tell our ulama who taught us those correct teachings. So we have got that to realize and understand that the ruh is important. May Allah Ta'ala save us all. But if a person becomes paralyzed, his hand is not working, his leg is not working, all that has happened is the ruh has gone out of that part of the body. Now that part of the body, you hit it also, it doesn't feel pain because there is no ruh in there. Ruh, pain a person feels where there is ruh. So the important thing to understand, the ruh is important. But now we even, as Muslims, we all who are here, we pay all more attention to the body. And the ruh, we hardly pay attention. Allah Ta'ala says to the purpose of life, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man, but only for my ibadat. Now, the ibadat of Allah, each one thing, how much am I making the ibadat of Allah? For the body, we are not only eating 3 times a day. How much we eat, even snacks in between. We are not just sleeping 8 hours a day. We sleep more than that also. We are earning. Who is earning for the ruh? We are earning for the body. If we go to any marketplace, any shopping mall, or any place where they are all shops, where places, the towns where the shops are, you'll find there are shops for swimming pools, there are shops for gun shops, firearms, there are material, groceries, clothing, everything. Whatever you can think, remote things also, you will find. But will we find one shop for the ruh? The one thing which is the most important, the ruh, the whole world together, we as individuals, we haven't prepared. Yet we have the masjid yet, and the masjid, which is abad, is 5 times a day. And if the masjid gets 2 subs a day, and it can take 10 subs, 15 subs, we say our masjid is abad. And the rest of the masjid is empty. And if all the Muslims who are in that area should come, the masjid should be small. They should have to extend the masjid. But we say our masjid is abad. In our masjid we have regular programs after namazes. We have ta'aleem, jamaats come, we have gersh, everything. Our masjid is abad, but it's far from abad. And then again, our dini efforts which we are making also, mubarak, Allah accept them all. But the real thing is the correction of the ruh. That the ruh must become clean. Our bodies, we wash them, we get up in the morning, we go to toilet, and we wash up. We make wudu, we wash up. We bath regularly. We worry about the body, but about the ruh. Very few people. In a town, if there are about 100 houses in that town, how many houses, every house, they will be washing up, they will be bathing, the house they will clean, they will see to the maintenance of the house, every house. But how many will be worried of their ruh? And that is the important thing, which we don't pay attention. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So Allah has created that ruh there, how long ago? And then Allah holds a question to all, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? That means, am I not the one who created you, who nourishes you, who sustains you, who sees to all your needs? That time everyone replied and said, Bala, O Allah, definitely you are our Rabb. Then Allah Ta'ala created the body for the ruh. Because the body is only the conveyance. It is just the vehicle. How many times Allah save us all, an accident take place, we say the car is a write-off. But alhamdulillah, nobody got hurt. So the car is not important. The people, the passengers, those, they are important. So the body is not the real important thing. The passenger, the ruh, the driving force, the power, that is important. But we don't pay attention to the ruh. All of us, we worried about our body. For example, I can't see properly, go to the optometrist, get glasses, now I can see. But my heart can't see properly, that we are not worried of checking up our heart. So that the heart can see, which Allah is speaking about in this ayat karima. So anyway, the body is made there in the mother's womb in about 4 months' time. Then Allah puts the ruh in. About 5 months still, the baby is still in the mother's womb, still about 9 months or so. And then 5 months it is with the ruh. Then the child is born. Then it comes into this most important, valuable time of this dunya. Between 60 and 70 years. 65 years our dunya's life. Then we leave from here. We say the person has died now. But really, Ramatu in Sabahu. When a person dies, he wakes up at this time. And then we realize I was in a dream world, and now my real world. And when a person has finished his exams and he comes now out into the world, he finishes his course, four walls of the Darul Uloom, graduates as an alim now. Now he goes out, now he sees this is a big world. I was just living in that four walls of the Darul Uloom, confined there, but this is a big world. At the time of Maut, we will see, I was just confined to my own life, my body. But now the real life has started. And then a person wakes up in the Qabr. And all that, how he's going to be treated in the Qabr, depends how he lived his life in this dunya. In the short life of 65, and not the whole 65, at the beginning we are still babies, infants, we don't know anything. 15 years of age you become mukallaf, responsible. And then old age comes in. In fact, by the time of 40, when we reach our prime, that is the same time the decline of a person's body's health also starts. It starts going down at that age. So, we haven't got time. And all, if we are still spending time at the age of 40, now go to doctor, have a checkup, that my heart is all right, my lungs are all right, this is right, that is right. But about the ruh, to go to some alim, a sheikh, and not only an alim, but an alim of the ruh, who knows about the heart. And this is also from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's teaching for all for this. He prepared men, the sahaba, for this. And till today, alhamdulillah, the silsila of the mashayikh is alive in the world. And they will see to your heart's condition. And we ask them for solutions, they will give us the true solutions. Not the solutions like, for example, you are in need of money, so go to the bank. That is the dunya people's solution. You are in need of this, you go there. Your health is not good, go to doctor. But they will guide you to ruhaniyat, giving, turning to Allah, begging Allah. Things happen only by the will of Allah. And then again, this is a whole subject of its own, that's using asbab and trusting in Allah, tawakkul and asbab, to have full trust in Allah. And we use the means also. But our trust must never be on the means. Our trust must never be on our shops, that our shops are giving us a rosy. The trust must be on, and it's a very narrow line. And a person has to be conscious and working on it all the time so that his trust does not turn from Allah to his shop, to his medicine, to any material thing. And the more a person works, the more stronger his iman becomes. And to have that strong iman is a real effort. And it's only by the gift of Allah that a person acquires that iman. May Allah, out of his mercy and kindness, grant us that. So after that, then comes the life of the Qabr. The Qabr's life is إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, till the day of Qiyamah. And how long is that? And every person is going to be completely alone in his Qabr. What will be with him? His Quran Sharif tilawat will be there. His namazas, his rozas, his zakat. And how much have we acquired while we were 65 years? We were supposed to engage in acquiring all that provision. How much did we acquire? And what are we interested in? Acquiring the dunya. I got not only my one house, I got 5, 6 houses. I got this investment, I got that property. And all that we leave behind in the dunya. In fact, a person when in the qabr, the malaika will ask him, what have you brought? He'll say, give me chance to go and bring it. They say, we're not asking you what you left behind. We are asking what you sent forward and what you have come with. We are all moving. A beautiful example to understand that a person is like at a railway station and his train of life is moving along. And it's empty and now he has to fill in goods for his life after he goes in the akhirah. Now, either he lets the train go empty, he doesn't do any amal. Or he does some amal now and then, and he puts it in. Or he's committing guna. Good amal will take on the forms of gardens, roses, the flowers, the food, the fruit, the beautiful damsels of Jannah, all that good amal. And all our wrong things that we do, that will take in the form of snakes, and the form of scorpions, and fire, and that will go in. And on the other side, this side is the train, this side is our dunya. Are we busy building our dunya here? Busy cleaning our houses all the time? Busy with our shops, our cars? Small, small points of anything of the house, the car. We are fixing it up, we are checking it all the time in dunya. And we are walking along. At the end of the platform, then we'll have to jump in the train. And whatever we have taken with us is going with us. That what we left on the platform is going to remain behind. Our dunya is all going to be left behind. And then we will go there, and the first place the train will stop is in the qabr. And there what our amal were, and we will be there. And then the questioning will start in the qabr. And after the qabr, which is a long, long time, if it is good, Allahu Akbar, there can't be something better than that. And may Allah save us all. But we don't think about it. If it is problems there, there can't be worse problems than that. No doctors will attend to a person. Nobody you can go and ask help from. Nobody. It's only what amal we made now, while we are in this dunya, that is going to be with us there. So we have to make our amal. And then comes the day of Qiyamah, which is even more longer, and even more serious. In the eyes of the Quran Sharif, in Yasin Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that when people will wake up in the, on the day of Qiyamah, they will say that, مَنْ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, that we were sleeping peacefully, that trouble. They will say, compared to the severity and the terrible things on the day of Qiyamah, they will say we were having a wonderful time. That terrible time, they will say, that day of Qiyamah will be even worse for the wrongdoers. Allah save us all. And we don't have to lose heart. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. All we have to do, tawbah, istighfar. Ask forgiveness for our past sins. And determine not to do them. Correct our lives. Tawbah really means not hitting on the cheeks. Tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. But it means to change our lives. To bring our lives in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. All our past sins, Allah Ta'ala forgives them. And Allah is so fortunate. He gave us 5 times namaz a day. And at the end of the namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. I made zulam on myself. For this namaz also, and make niyat my whole past life also. And all my gunas, huququllah, huququl ibad, what I did publicly, what I did privately. But normally we read Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, and we don't think of anything. We just like zoom past. We just going past. And we make salam also. We didn't make niyat of anyone. We just made salam and finish. We outburst of namaz. Jump up, we gone out. Namaz is made. Allah give us tawfiq to make namaz. What is called namaz. That is why we are here. And then the day of Qiyamah, 50,000 years long. And nobody will be allowed to move there from his place until he hasn't answered 5 questions satisfactorily. Otherwise, and then he's pulled Sirat. The bridge which is over Jahannam, some riwayat 1,500 years, some riwayat 15,000 years. And if a person falls from there, he falls in Jahannam. And وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, each one of you will have to cross it. There is no exception. So all that is now for us. This is why we are here. Allah give me tawfiq. All this, Darul Uloom, Tabligh Jamaat, Khankas, it's all for this purpose. Not just an outward face, but this reality must come into our lives. That concern must come. And then how much a person can do, he must do. We must work then in that direction. Our efforts are more. We grow up. Many of us nowadays, especially from very young age, already with the phone, with some cartoons, comedies we are seeing. Then we go to day school, care centers. They're teaching us A for apple, B for bat, 1, 2, 3. Nobody's teaching us about the khabar or talking about akhir. Very few, some people make that effort. And then we go to school, more school, then it is high school, then it is university, all the time, dunya, dunya, dunya. We have a wedding, all according to dunya, no deen in there. And even if we are deeny people, but we also governed by dunya. Everything of ours, our lifestyle. How many of us that we are good Muslims, but we sell, for example, this A-Way, which is a Jewish firm, and one of the wars against the Palestinians, the K-Way company, which is one of the companies of Cape Town, they, the whole war's expenses, they gave that expenses. But we wear it without any. Nike we wear, which is a Greek goddess of a god, idol it is. But it is on our clothes, so many of our clothes. So we who are like in deen, we are also so much involved. So Allah, give us that consciousness. So on Qiyamah Day, all that will come. And then after that, it won't be our choice. Either Jannah forever and ever. And what an enjoyment. La aynun ra'at. No eye has ever seen. Wa la udhunun sami'at. No ear has ever heard about it. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar. Nobody has even ever imagined or thought. Just enjoyment. And on the other side, may Allah protect us. Jahannam, la yamutu fiha wa la yahya. No death in there, that now the miseries are over. And neither is there life, what you can call life. It is just suffering, suffering, suffering. No min fawqihim zulalu minan nar wa min tahtihim zulal. They will have clouds of fire on top of them, clouds of fire beneath them. In others, they will be drowned, they will be sandwiched in fire. Allah save us from all. And these are hard facts in the Quran. But we are all generally unmindful. Most of us don't read Quran Sharif. And if we read, we just read. Very of us think of the meaning what it is. Whereas amongst the adab of reading Quran, when the eyes of Jannah come, that happiness you should feel. Ayats of Jahannam and punishment, then you should seek Allah's protection. But we don't think about it. We don't make our lives according to that. May Allah Ta'ala open our eyes. And may Allah let us prepare for that real life. And that is, and nobody has to become despondent, has to feel sad or anything, because we are all faulty. Nobody is perfect. In fact, Buzurgs have said, the worst namaz of a person is the day he thinks I made a perfect namaz. In other words, we can't make a perfect. And as long as we feel that I'm imperfect, Ya Allah, I'm useless, Allah's mercy is on that person. As long as a person says, I can't make shukr of your namaz, Ya Allah, Allah says, he made full shukr. So we just have to send to Allah according to our capacity. And nobody has to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And there is no person who is a write-off by Allah. Just do what we have to do. And that is obey the commands of Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And follow the deen which Nabi alayhi sallam came with. And then there is only success for that person. May Allah give us tawfiq. We are at the end of Muharram now. By next weekend will be the month of Safar. And the month of Safar, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, there's la adwa, wala qiyara, wala hamma, wala safar. All these bad luck things and omens which people take. Like, for example, a cat running across the road. We say you'll meet up with an accident. Or the cat meowing at night. And we say in the morning we'll get news, somebody passed away. All this superstition and all this jadu, there is jadu. But any wrong thing, jadu. We don't pay attention to our shop. We're not buying goods, displaying, whatever we have to do. We are interested in other things. Now the shop is not running, problem. Say somebody made nazar, or somebody made jadu. I'm having illicit love affairs with some other person. And now in the house there are problems. Wife is angry, fighting. We say somebody made jadu. It's no jadu, it's our own bad actions that are there. So we have to come right. Or living in this life of superstition, this life of all this wahim, wasawis. Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when the Sahaba complained of all evil thoughts that come in the heart, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Alhamdulillah alladhi. Ulama have written, our Shaykh says, that the word Alhamdulillah shows that this all wasawis, evil thoughts that plague a person. Many, all of us, shaitan, all the same evil thoughts are coming in the heart. Alhamdulillah alladhi radda kayda shaitan ila al-wasawis, O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. All praise is due to Allah, that Allah limited the power of shaitan only till waswasa. As we are sitting here, shaitan hasn't got the power to pick up one person and take him to a gambling den, to take him to some other evil place. All he can do is put in your heart. Go there, get up, go out of the majlis. Or today don't go majlis. Don't go for namaz today. You are on your way to namaz, shaitan brings on your way some temptation. But he can't take you into the temptation. He'll put the temptation. Now it's up to you, you're in control. So wasawis that come in the heart, a person doesn't have to be frightened. How beautiful ulama have explained. Wasawis which come a lot in the heart, but you use them, shaitan put them, and your nafs put them, so that they take you away from Allah. You use them and you say, Ya Allah, so small heart of mine, and the whole world's waswasas in my heart, how great isn't your qudrat? When shaitan will see that what he was using against you, you are using the same thing against him. And you are using it to get closer to Allah, he will stop. He won't, he's no use troubling, giving this person. I give him money to go bioscope, I give him money to go cinema, he uses the money to go masjid. He uses the money to go in jamaat. So don't give him money anymore. So shaitan, he wants to mislead us. But we just use it in order to go towards Allah Ta'ala. So this month of Safar, from the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, from before, and unfortunately, still now, many Muslims have still got that the month of Safar is a month, an unlucky month. Don't have a nikah in the month of Safar. Don't go on a journey in the month of Safar. Because Safar is an unlucky month. There are all evils and harms that take place in the month of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us a deen which is a positive deen. That you don't have to worry and be bogged down with all this negative ideas. These negative ideas will make you completely useless. You won't be able to do a thing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam freed us from all that. That these things don't exist at all. La tiyara. How the bird flies. And according to that you say we'll have success or failure or etc. Or all the bird, the cat running across the road, whatever. All the superstition. And there are so many superstitions which are normally attributed to old ladies' superstition. Old ladies who are like the now big informed people of the family and who everyone listens to. They are the ones sitting with most of the superstition. So Allah Ta'ala save us. And very important, the proper aqidah we must have. Allah reward Mona Musa Sahib, you prepared the kitab on aqaid. To make sure, read the istizewar, wherever our aqaid, the correct aqidah. And all this negative things, take it out. So we are positive people. We are a positive person is a strong person. And a negative person is a weak person. And Shaitan takes advantage of that weak person. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we follow Sirat-i Mustaqim. And Sirat-i Mustaqim, which is Sirat-i Mustaqim? Al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people who you showered your mercies upon them. And who are those people? Al-Ladina an'ama Allahu alayhim min al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada wa Salihin. If we want to know which Islam we must follow, min al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada wa Salihin. The Salihin, the pious people, not people of Shai and Sur, not people of interface. Not people who just imagine the whole ummah unanimously all knew, even if we are not practicing on deen, we are far from deen, that mixing of man and woman is haram. You can't mix freely and openly. But today the scholars of Islam promoting it, that you mix with one another. How many other things, photography haram, but now it is permissible. So there are many, Allah knows only in the future, what more things Imam Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, what is the, when a person is caught in a fitna, what is fitna? That what he regarded till yesterday as haram, today he says it is halal. So many things which we all knew was haram, but today there is gunjais. And the minute you open the door of gunjais, that is you accommodate. This also is alright, this view is also okay, that view is also okay. In most cases Allah protects us all. You have opened the doors for your exit from Islam. Because when you're going to keep on opening doors which are not there, you're going to make many haram things halal. And the end of this is, that those people who don't follow the imams, who follow their own ijtihad, the Salafis, many of them finally come to the stage where then they forsake Islam. Allah protects us. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, make tawbah, be connected and make efforts all the time. Make tawbah istighfar all the time. Give sadaqah also all the time. And seek the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise the end is not, the end is